Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Powell to the People, live on the radio. Wayne Powell here at the beach, and we have our program director and sound engineer, South Bay Jay, in the studio. Well, I hope everyone had a safe and happy 4th of July, or 4th of July weekend, a rather long weekend at that. Not that I'm complaining or anything. It was kind of somewhat hot, though. I guess we're in the midst of a heat wave, and apparently that's true for, most of the country, or at least many parts of the country. I heard Death Valley was 129 degrees, almost broke a record of, or almost came close to crossing over the, 130-degree temperature, but when you're over 100 degrees, I don't know if there's much of a difference between like 110 versus 130. Seems like you're going to fry or melt. I don't know at what temperature rubber melts. Like I'm thinking about the tires on cars and other rubber parts. I had a problem many years ago. I had a Triumph Spitfire, and whoever the genius engineer that designed the door latch mechanism, but it was a metal door latch connected to a metal rod, and the connection was a piece of plastic, a very thin piece of plastic with two holes, one hole on either side. And on a very hot day like that, and I was in Palm Springs once, and you go to open the door, and the plastic snaps. And then you can't open the door. But fortunately, I had it was convertible. And I did have a hard top, but every time it happened, I had, a soft top. I didn't have the hard top option on, so I could stick my hand in between and, kind of like open the door from the inside, except sometimes the inside latch would break as well, and you couldn't open the door. And one time before I had to take the door apart, because it was broken on both connectors, I had to just open or climb over on the open end where the soft top was to literally break into my own car, to get in and out of the car. After a few times, I went and, to a metal shop, fabricated metal connectors, the same shape as the plastic piece, only metal, and I never had that problem again. The sad thing is, I heard on the news that I think it was around Death Valley that a motorcyclist died, and it was from the heat. And obviously, if you're in an air-conditioned car, that's a heck of a lot better than being out in the elements. Although, I don't know what happens if your air conditioning breaks down or it's not very effective, or I don't know if all cars have air conditioning. So the point is, you shouldn't be out and about in that kind of weather, and of course you should always stay hydrated. And they say that, drinking alcohol, like even wine, dehydrates you. It's counterintuitive. You think being a liquid, it'll give your body liquids, but apparently it does just the opposite. And the one thing that definitely want to advise people of is if you have pets, you know, particularly dogs, the asphalt, even if the temperature's like only 100, the asphalt's like, you know, in the 130s to 150s or hotter, and it burns their paws. So while you may be okay walking, of course, with shoes, your animals are not. You know, first of all, they're affected by the heat, as we all are. But secondly, you know, their paws can get burned. And so, you know, think of your pets. So, well, right now you can still, well, maybe you can't hear it on the radio, but you can hear fireworks. People are still shooting off the illegal fireworks. It started about a week before July 4th, and it's still going. And then, more often than not, when people shoot off the cherry bombs or M80s or whatever, the firecrackers even, then that sets off the car alarms. And, you know, when it happens at 2 or 3 in the morning, it's kind of a bummer. But I guess they got to find a way to use all of the fire, illegal fireworks they purchased, or even the safe and sane, so-called safe and sane fireworks. And then some people have those poppets, I think they call it, where you, it's a little round thing, you throw it down and it makes a loud explosion, or they have the ones where you pull the string, the party pops, and you know, a little confetti comes out and makes a popping noise. You know, I mentioned the animals earlier and the heat, but of course they get spooked out by, you know, fireworks. And some of them actually, if it's like an outdoor you know, pet, they will get scared and they may run off. And if you don't have your pet microchipped, you know, a collar with a name tag and contact information, you know, that could be problematic. I should have mentioned this before the 4th, but, you know, a lot of it still applies. Certainly the heat aspect still applies. Well, you know, I mentioned it was a very busy weekend. I'm still recovering. One of the difficulties about doing a Monday show is trying to recover from the weekend, particularly a holiday weekend, and especially a long weekend. You know, actually, this holiday weekend for me started out on July 3rd. The Max 80s band played at the Point, and of course I MC concerts at the Point, which are always Wednesdays, 5 to 7. And we'll be going through the end of August. But they were outstanding, as always. And they've been playing out and about, you know, around everywhere. Between them and Feed the Kitty, you know, they're everywhere in the South Bay. And I can never get enough of either of them. And then a version of Feed the Kitty band is... why am I drawing a blank on it? What the heck's the name? I just saw them the other day. But, you know, Jack and Jed from Feed the Kitty are in Pet Project. It was the name I was trying to think of. They're also in Pet Project. And both bands are great. And as I said earlier, I can never get enough of them. But at the Point... this coming Wednesday, July 10th, it's going to be Hi-Fi Soundtrack. You know, that's the band. Now, I mentioned Feed the Kitty, and on July 4th, I went to a block party near the Esplanade in Redondo Beach, the annual 4th of July party. Feed the Kitty was performing. And then, you know, when it got dark, we saw all of the fireworks from Redondo, the official, the legal city fireworks, you know, from the rooftop deck. And then, after that, it's always the tradition that, you know, we all do karaoke, and those who know me know I can't sing. And, of course, that evening was no different. I try and find a song. Well, I keep saying I'm going to pick a song that's within my voice range, limited voice range, and then practice. And then before I know it, you know, the party rolls around, and I haven't done that. And, of course, I didn't do it this time. So, but so myself and another person did the Blues Brothers, you know, their the song Soul Man. And I did kind of practice a little bit. I watched that classic Saturday Night Live clip with John Belushi and Jack, can't even say it, and Dan Aykroyd. And, you know, but I didn't actually really practice. I just wanted to get acclimated. And it's interesting, when I watch other people doing karaoke, or even when I do it, and I see the lyrics, and on the radio, I never really pay attention to the lyrics, but when I see it spelled out, it's like, wow, I had no idea that that's what that song was about. Or maybe I knew the general topic of the song, obviously from the song title, but the words are kind of interesting. So, and we weren't the brothers. It was me and my gal, and so we were singing it together, but she never sings. We've done karaoke before, and she likes to dance. She's a dancer. She always wants me to do ballroom dancing with her, and that's where I draw the line. I say no. You know, she was dancing, and at least she, I kept trying to have her put the mic up to her mouth, you know, the one portion where it goes, I'm a soul man. And so I was basically doing the singing very badly, I should add, and she was doing the dancing. So, and the one thing I always hate is you put your name down on a list and the song you want to sing, and it never fails that I or we always follow someone that's an excellent singer that, you know, could be a performer. And then that's like a tough act to follow. And, you know, this time was no different. Anyways, so the following day, July 5th, we saw this movie called Civil War. Now, it's not about the Civil War, you know, the Civil War from our nation's history, but it's supposedly fictional. But then after I saw the movie and I read a little bit about it, and the author basically said this is what happened if a certain person gets elected in this coming November's election, or if this certain person does not get elected. I don't want to give away, you know, too much of the plot, it was very interesting. It's also a bit gory, and it's rated R. There's, of course, some language, a lot of language in it, and there's a lot of, you know, blood and guts. But it's about someone or an organization. First, I saw the initials WF. I thought it was WP, my initials, but they're called the Western Force, and they're trying to override a rogue government or a rogue president. I won't tell you how the movie ends, so I'm not going to do any spoiler alert. But the more I thought about it, 'cause at the beginning I was saying, oh, this could never happen here in America. And the more I thought about it, and then afterwards, further thought, it could very well happen. And in fact, some people are predicting it. Let's hope nothing like that ever happens. But as I was watching the movie, and I was beginning to have thoughts, if this was like, you know how they always say art imitating or reality imitating whatever, and it seemed like it was a very real possibility. I'd highly recommend seeing the movie. Came out this year, and I think it's already out. Well, I saw it through the Manhattan Beach Older Adults Program, and they put a DVD in a projector, and it's at the movies are at Joslyn Community Center. So I suspect you could probably get it on DVD, or, of course, nowadays, I'm always reminded, people don't do CDs or DVDs. Everything is streaming. So I'm sure you could probably see it on a streaming service. You know, people were doing what they had to protect themselves and their property. And it got me to thinking maybe some of the precautions that maybe I should take. But enough of that. It was a very, very chilling and compelling movie, and I would urge everyone to see it. Unfortunately, with the name Civil War, people may think it's like a documentary or, you know, a movie about, you know, that topic. And in a way, of course, it is. It is Civil War, but it's a modern century Civil War based on, you know, political aspects. And anyways, enough of that. Then later, after that, on a more calmer note, we went to the, an opening reception for at the Hermosa Beach Art Gallery. And it's right on Lower Pier Avenue. It's in one of those storefronts that used to be the Either Or bookstore. I don't know what the address might be, but, you know, they're relatively new, this art gallery, and they have some really good art exhibitions there. And, of course, they have the reception. Now it's an ongoing exhibition, and I don't know the exact name, but if you put in Hermosa Beach Art Gallery, it'll come up. You know, I highly recommend going to that. Of course, in Hermosa Beach and that industrial area on Loma Drive, they have Shockbox and 508 Gallery. So those aren't the ones. This one is in Lower Pier Avenue, just above, you know, the pier, just above Hermosa Avenue. Again, for those of you, maybe now for those of you that remember, and maybe I'm dating myself, it's the old Either Or bookstore, that block, and it's in like right in the middle of it, one of the shops. So that was July 5th. Then July 6th, there was a birthday party that we attended at HT Grill in Redondo Beach. And, of course, there was Pet Project, and they did not disappoint. They were great. It was a birthday party for someone who had turned 80. And this person, I swear, is, you know, very agile and full of their faculties. So, in fact, if I didn't know that it was an 80th birthday party for him, I would have thought maybe it was like, you know, a 60th birthday party. You know, I just hope I'm like that, you know, when I turn 80. Hopefully I will. But if I keep up on this pace, like the July 4th weekend, who knows? Many of us, after that event closed down, we went to the Bullpen in Redondo Beach. It's just up the street. And they had the Michael Forbes Explosion Band. And for those of you that don't know Mike, he plays a mean sax and also the flute. There's a Rolling Stones tribute band that performs locally, although I haven't seen them around. They're called Sticky Fingers. I haven't seen them around lately. And for the sax portions of the songs, you know, the songs that have the sax, he'll drop on stage and, you know, play the sax. But I didn't know that he also sang. And, you know, all of the members of his band, they all have long gray hair. And so, but they're really good. And they, I'm told they play a lot at the bullpen. You know, they're regulars. The only problem that I have at the bullpen, well, besides limited parking, is that the dance floor is really small. And unless you like dancing elbow to elbow and bumping into one another, you know, that's not all that great. They have like this partition, and then they have tables. It's also a steakhouse. They have tables on the other side. And I thought maybe they should bump out the wall and move it over a little more and make the dance floor larger. And I'm sure it might even be more profitable because on the bar side, you know, drinks, they make more money off of the drinks than they do the food. You know, that's just a known fact. And then maybe another slight problem is retail waitresses are constantly hitting you up. Would you like another drink? Well, look at my drink right now. It's half full, and I'm kind of nursing it a bit. And then later, would you like another drink? You know, such is life, I guess, but I'd rather not necessarily be hassled. So, but anyways, on that note, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
It's Powell to the People. Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here on the radio. And, you know, I'm still kind of recovering, as I said, from the long weekend. But so much for the past. As far as going forward, well, actually just one more item from the past. But July 7th, there was, you know, this yesterday, there was concert in the park at Pollywog Park, and they had a band called Sega 90s, and they did mostly 90s music. You know, they were a cover band. They did some 80s, and I think they may have also had one or two songs from the 70s. and they were really good. You know, I would have thought the attendance would have been a bit better, but, you know, I understand people are perhaps traveling back from, you know, wherever they went to over the 4th, or just because it's the 4th of July holiday weekend. I always thought, you know, things would be busier during the 4th because people, you know, have time off. And, I mean, it was still, the attendance was okay. So next week, if you're planning on going to the concert in the park, at Pollywog Park in Manhattan Beach, you might want to get there a lot earlier than you would normally go. You know, the concert's there. I always have to remember, at Pollywog Park, the concerts are from 5 to 7. Concerts at the Point, oh, it's 5 to 7 on Sundays, of course. Concerts at the Point, it's 6 to 8 on Wednesday nights. And then over there, parking, you know, you need to get there early as well. I guess maybe parking's a problem everywhere, but when it's like a really good performance, then you need to get there extra early. And some people get to concerts in the park, like in the morning, and they put down blankets and chairs, and the city never used to allow that, and then, I don't know, something happened, I'm told. It was a husband and wife attorney, and what they used to do is they would confiscate your, you know, the blankets and the chairs, and then you'd have to go and pick them up, and it was a hassle. But apparently a husband and wife attorney either sued the city or threatened to sue the city, and now that's not allowed. Now, many people get there early and then, you know, just have a picnic, and that's what I don't necessarily recommend that you have to be there, you know, like around noon or so, but the concert starts at 5, and this coming week, I would say get there maybe around 3 and have a good time. Now, why am I saying that? Because it's Scott Bruce, who is Elvis. Elvis will be in the building, or in the park anyways, and anyone who knows him knows he's great, and looks like Elvis, sounds like Elvis, and of course has a following, and people, and word of mouth gets around, so it's going to be very crowded. And, you know, for people that keep correcting me when I post, you know, like on my social media, his first name has only one T in it. It's S-C-O-T. So stop telling me I misspell his name. First time I saw it, I actually thought it was a typo. But anyways, you have to go to that concert. And again, get there early for parking as well as if you want to get a good, I always say getting a good seat or a front row seat. There are no seats. It's like terraced lawn area. Might want to get there early just to get, you know, a good location. And the one thing they always say is, you know, you're supposed to bring low back seats. But yesterday, right at the last minute, this couple who had a blanket, you know, in front of us, they come by and they have these high back seats, and they're all wearing these big hats, and they're all very tall people. And then by the time they arrived, it was too late to move somewhere else because, you know, all the desirable locations were pretty much taken. For us, it didn't matter because we do a lot of dancing, probably too much dancing. That's one of the reasons why I'm exhausted. But, you know, consideration, I suppose. And they state everywhere, you know, high back chair, you know, low back chairs only. Now, the concerts at the Point, they don't state that, but that could be worse because it's all level ground. And so, but the area where we were sitting, it doesn't slope upward that much, and so it was somewhat of a problem. But again, my point is, if you love Elvis, you'll love Scott Bruce. Now, the interesting thing is this Thursday, there's a rocket launch in Vandenberg at 7 p.m., and now visibility could be an issue. The last couple of times, they've been shooting off so many, launching so many rockets, I shouldn't say shooting off, but that, and it always seems to be at the beach, it's overcast. And my friends, eastward, they always have, really cool photos and videos of the rocket launch. Originally, it was going to be on Wednesday, and I'm thinking, Wednesday at 7, that'd be great. I can get a photo of a concert with the rocket launch in the background. But then, for some reason, it got bumped to Thursday. So, we'll see what happens. But it just, it's been back-to-back launches. And, of course, at the same time, well, maybe alternative days, they've been launching rockets, satellites from Cape Canaveral. And so there's all kinds of satellites up there now. When they launch a rocket, sometimes it puts up several satellites, and it's, some of them are for communications, some of them are for internet access, and then, of course, the ones when they don't tell you anything, and it's a top-secret NASA satellite, and I guess that's for spying. Who knows who they're spying on? Let's hope it's Russia and China and not, us. But who knows? But like they say, when you go out in public, like when I've taken a photo and somebody just happened to be in the photo, or many times I'm taking a photo of something, has nothing to do with a person, and they will come up and go, "Did you just take a photo of me?" And I said, "No, I didn't." And so I'll show them, show them my phone, and not that I'm obligated to. But then at the same time I say, you know what? The U.S. Supreme Court has said that when you're in a public place, you have no expectation of privacy, and you have no grounds to complain. But again, I wasn't taking your photo. Sometimes somebody either photo bombs, whether intentionally or mostly unintentionally, they get in my shot, and that's not my fault. But I don't go around taking random photos of people. Actually, having said that, sometimes I might. If somebody's dressed in some weird, doing something totally bizarre, I might snap a photo. But usually I'm not the only one that's doing it. And maybe sometimes people that are in public that way, maybe they like having their photo taken. And, of course, I'll post it on social media. And if they don't want to call attention to themselves, and maybe they shouldn't be, in some bizarre outfit. And I'm not talking about during Halloween, just talking about, in normal, everyday situations. Anyways, we have to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Power to the People.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality auto parts warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto parts warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on auto parts warehouse.
Everybody down! Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
It's Power to the People. Welcome back. You're listening to Power to the People. I don't usually do like a chronology. You know, I've thrown out a number of dates, but it was just mostly day by day how hectic the 4th of July weekend was. And there were a number of things, additional events and things, not concerts, though, that we could have done if only, if only we had the energy, but also if only we could be at two different places at the same time. But again, talking about some forward-looking dates, I noticed that Target stores are going to stop accepting personal checks effective July 15th. Now, they say it's because they're not that popular. You know, people aren't writing checks anymore. And I can believe that. You know, there's so many alternatives. You can pay online. You could, you know, just do credit cards. There's always cash, of course. But I also think that maybe they don't like getting bad checks. You know, bounce checks. So, but the other thing that was even more interesting is that eBay is no longer going to be accepting Amex, you know, American Express, starting August 17th. I know many years ago, a lot of places wouldn't take American Express because the discount rate and the credit card fee that they charge the merchants were far higher than Visa and MasterCard. And, of course, whenever you're in, like, a department store, they want you to use their credit card. And sometimes they try and convince you, oh, why don't you open up a credit card? You can get, you know, some kind of, 10% off. Or there used to be one department store that would offer you, like, some gift if you, opened up a credit card account with them. And so I used to open up the account and then later close it down, or sometimes I forgot to. And I remember one time I was applying for something, and they said, do you know you have, 10 or 15 or maybe more Macy's credit cards? Actually, back in the day, it would have been May Company. And I said, no, that's got to be impossible. Somebody must be opening, an account in my name. And then I remembered, and that affects your credit score. So I immediately closed out all of those credit card accounts. But with me, I don't like carrying that much cash. The only thing I pay cash for is when I buy gas. And it, you know, because you, the price per gallon is cheaper when you pay by cash as opposed to paying by credit card. But other than that, I'll put things on my credit card, and then I always pay it off, you know, before the due date, so I don't ever incur any, you know, interest or credit card fees. And, you know, gosh, I don't know what the rates are. Like 18-19%, some unreasonable amount, plus there's usually a fee on top of that. So, but some people, well, I always say, if you can't afford to pay for it, don't buy it. But some people will put it on their credit card, and then they just rack up these large credit card balances, and then the interest, compounded on interest, just adds up. And but for me, it's just a convenience thing. I'll put something on my credit card, and then when I get the bill, you know, the statement, I'll pay it. And I'm sure maybe the credit card companies don't like that because they don't make any money off of it. But, you know, such is life. So, but it's just interesting. Maybe there's some other aspect of why eBay will no longer accept American Express. And usually when one of them does that, then others will follow suit. So, you know, we'll have to see. I did hear on the radio that even though Target's no longer or will no longer be accepting personal checks effective July 15th, I think they were saying Walmart will. So for people that still want to pay by check, then, you know, they can go to Walmart. But maybe Walmart will take a cue and, you know, follow suit. It's like when one place raises their price, then another, competitor will do the same. And sort of like collusion, although collusion's when they all get together and raise their prices. But when one does, it's kind of like they're telegraphing all the others, hey, you know, please do the same so we're not the only one. And sure enough, the other competitors will do the same. Now that, when it comes to pricing, that's when I draw the line. That's when I have issues. But, as a consumer, we have no choice, I guess. And especially with all of these mergers. And, just the other day, there was another large merger announced, which means less competition, which means, pricing. There's less incentive to keep prices reasonable. And right now, prices, of course, we all know, if you bought anything lately, well, especially groceries, prices are through the roof. Okay, well, enough of that. You know, in my last show, I talked about all the new California laws that were effective July 1st, and one of them was a crackdown on junk fees and surcharges, you know, the hidden charges, if you will, purchase a ticket for travel or for food that's to be delivered or concert tickets, you know, service and travel businesses. The new law is that they must include them in the advertised price. It's not like the secret gotcha when you go to check out. And it also required hotels and short-term rental companies to do the same. You know, you go to the hotel and then you think you're getting a good room rate, and then there's that visitor's fee that's charged that they should have advertised in advance. Well, now that's required, except we went into a restaurant, and, when I got the bill, there was a 20%. I can't remember what they called it—a service fee or a gratuity fee or whatever—and some people might add a tip on top of that, but that's supposed to include the tip, and it was 20%. I said, "Hey, what's this?" And he said, "Well, that's gratuity fee." I said, "Well, I didn't agree to that. Take it off." And I said, "Besides, it's now against the law. Effective July 1st." And they said, "Nope. restaurants were exempted at the last minute. They took it out of the bill. Well, I went, and when I got home and I Googled it, and sure enough, the legislature actually did just that, and the governor signed it into law. So that doesn't apply to restaurants. You know, sales tax is a different thing. Obviously, sales tax is added after the fact, and everybody knows what the sales tax is. And there's a measure, by the way, this coming November in L.A. County that would increase the county portion of the sales tax by a quarter of a percent. So hopefully, you know, enough is enough, and the voters will vote it down. But, you know, now that the restaurants are exempt from the new law, went into effect and then they got exempted, I'm sure the business, other businesses, are going to want to get exempted out. Anyways, we have to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Millions of Americans are without access to dental benefits, especially because of the high market demand for quality and affordable dental care in America. Now here comes DentalPlans.com. It's the leading online resource for discount dental plans and an alternative to dental insurance for families and individuals. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on DentalPlans.com now and find your affordable dental care in America.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm Carol King. The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
It's Powell to the People. Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. Well, now a little bit of sad news. I just couldn't go without saying that I'm feeling really bad to the people in Texas with Hurricane Beryl. Is it Beryl or Beryl? I've heard it pronounced both ways. You know, they've got lots of damages. Some people's homes were totally destroyed. There's been a lot of flooding, and hopefully they get the relief that they need to get back on their feet. It's really things like that happen over a holiday weekend, you know, or over any holiday, or any time really, but especially during holidays. You know, here in California, we have to deal with earthquakes. And, you know, I mentioned about at the beginning of the show that we were in a heat wave. We're also having, you know, that's the ideal conditions for wildfires. And, you know, sadly, there's been a number of wildfires, and some people have lost their homes. So just be very careful. You know, and one person told me that, well, you know, I vape, and that's a lot better than smoking. It doesn't cause wildfires. And so I looked it up, and actually that's not true. Just like they say, oh, well, vaping is healthy. It's not like cigarettes with tar and nicotine. And again, that's not true. In fact, some people that do vaping, I don't personally, but it's because they're trying to get off of addictive nicotine from smoking. And you can start out, and I don't know that much about e-cigarettes, but apparently you can control, or at least the ones where you're trying to do you know, smoking cessation, but you can start out controlling the amount of the nicotine, and then to the point where there is none. That's how you wean yourself off of the habit. I don't know that much about that or anything about, you know, e-cigarettes, but I do know that the authoritative research says that e-cigarettes are addictive, just like regular cigarettes, and they seem to be marketed with the flavored versions. They seem to be marketed towards addicting younger people. And also, according to the authoritative research, it can spark wildfires. So just a word about that. Well, you know, since I'm talking about that and I'm talking about earthquakes, I can never state enough times that you need to be prepared for earthquakes, you know, having an earthquake preparedness kit with food and water and essentials, supplies, you know, medicines, and not only for all the members of the family, but your pets. And I did a show about a year ago, maybe, on how you can be better prepared, or how you can be prepared, must be prepared. And probably in a couple of weeks, I'm going to, you know, go over those items again. The one thing that you should get, if you're living in Los Angeles or the Los Angeles area, is there's an app called MyShake, and you can get advance notice. There's always what's called the P waves that precede the shock waves, the S waves, and there's sensors in the ground in a lot of earthquake-prone areas, particularly around the San Andreas Fault. And depending on how far you are from the epicenter, also the magnitude of the earthquake, as well as how deep it is, that will give you anywhere from like 90-second warning to, that's probably about the max, to, you know, maybe 10 seconds if you're either at a distance or it's a lower magnitude earthquake, and also if it's deeper. But that's just enough. That's enough to, you know, what they say is to drop cover and hold on. You know, just get under a sturdy object or get away from, like, glass windows. And they still don't have the technology to predict the earthquakes, other than every seismologist is predicting that we're long overdue, like 150 years overdue, for a major earthquake, particularly on the San Andreas Fault. And there's some other major faults, like the Newport to Inglewood Fault that goes up the coast or down the coast, you know, Southern California. And they say that there's been a swarm of minor earthquakes that have been putting pressure on the fault, and it's in the position where it could snap at any time. They've done simulations in a lab. So you really do need to be prepared for that. And you should get the MyShake app, and because, again, it's not a matter of if, but when that's going to happen. Now, we've had some minor earthquakes, but the Richter scale, as the number increases, it increases exponentially. So, like, the difference between, I'll just pick a number at random, a 2 versus a 4, is a 4 is not just 2 times the amount of a 2, magnitude 2, but it's like 2 to the 4th power. You know, for those people that like math, it's exponential. So my point is that, you know, you really need to be prepared. Now, there's other things that are happening, and I know in Portuguese Bend, they're having significant land movement. And, PV Drive, Palos Verdes Drive South, has been moving actually 13 inches per week. Can you imagine that? 13 inches per week. And they're having to repave that road every 2 weeks. And they don't allow two-wheeled vehicles anymore on that. And they just recently learned that the land is actually rising upward. So out over the ocean, it's been rising, upward, resulting in a much wider beach, because now you're getting more land mass above the water. And that's also indicative of where what they call the tectonic plates join together. The Earth's not just one round, solid surface, but it's a series of plates. And I don't know, because of gravity or what, or just the rotation, or maybe, the various forces upon the Earth. I guess that's gravitational forces, that's causing the movement. And therefore, the Earth is moving significantly there, and sadly, people's homes have been suffering, and some homes have been lost. Now, I mentioned earthquakes, and some people always say, oh, it's really hot, we're in a heat wave, it's earthquake weather. And the seismologists will tell you that the temperature above the Earth has nothing to do with what goes on down below. The Earth is insulated, and so there is no such thing. Sometimes it may seem coincidentally related, but it's not. So, but we are, should be prepared, as always, for earthquakes. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. I want to thank you for listening to Powell to the People, and always remember, power is the ability to do good things for others and to make your community and the world a better place. This is Wayne Powell sending you positive thoughts and good wishes. Stay safe, be well, and have a great week. We'll see you back next Monday. Until then, bye for now.
Powell, it's Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People. It's Powell, Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People.